Okay, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our conference call. It's August 24th, and this is our conference call prior to the fall assembly. And I am Cindy, and we'll go ahead and just start with the district, start with District 1, and then go on to Connie. How's that?
Sounds good.
Anyone from District
Carol?
1?
Yeah, somehow the call got dropped, so I jumped back in. This is Carol.
Oh, good. I'm glad you came back.
And then this is Bev. I'm Group Records, but I'm also in District 1.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Bev. Hi, Carol.
Anyone from else? District 2. District 3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
Hello.
I got Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
It's Elaine. Hi.
And we got Kathy.
Oh, I thought you were doing just DRs. I'm sorry.
Well, I lied.
Okay, this is Kathy, District 7.
We'll just kind of do what Kalispell did. They all just claimed District 1.
Okay.
8.
Hi, Lori from Bozeman.
Hi, Lori.
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 Hi,
Lori.
What about 9?
Sharon. 10? Sharon from 9.
Okay.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Hi. How about 10? 11? 12?
12. Dorothy from 12. Great Falls.
Jeannie is from 12.
Okay. And Kelly, you were 11?
Yes, but there's probably a few other 11.
Oh, there is also Connie.
Yeah, there's Connie.
Okay.
How about Penny?
Penny's here.
I don't know. Is Penny here?
Oh, I haven't heard her. Nope.
No.
Okay.
No, Penny's not here yet.
How about 13? 14.
Pam.
Okay.
And the area's going to be Carrie. Yeah, I'm from 14.
Okay. Okay. Did everybody get the agenda I sent out?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I did not.
And thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. Bev, we had this problem the last time, too.
Right. My computer doesn't open the DOCX files. I guess I'd have to.
Do you want me to upgrade my Office?
I'll try and remember to do PDR. I think I figured out how to do that. To be a PDF. So I'll try and remember that for you. So I went to Miles City a few weeks ago, and I talked to the people at the Sleep Inn. And originally we had dates for, I think it was the 4th and the 5th, or 3rd and 4th. Anyway, that turned out to be Easter weekend, and I hadn't realized that. So we did get it changed for the following weekend. So it would be April 10 and 11. And I sent all this out earlier, so forgive me if I'm just going over it again. But the room rates are going to be $99 for two people and an extra 10. So we really need to put our heads together and be really enthusiastic. If we can get 30 rooms filled, we'll get our rooms, our conference rooms, free. And right now those conference rooms are $225. For the night and the day.
Did you say 99 plus 10 if there's more than two?
Yes.
Okay.
So how much is your conference room again if we don't make 30?
It's $225.
$225.
Mm-hmm.
And that covers the whole time we're there?
Yes.
Okay.
Friday night and Saturday all day. And I did get a luncheon. It's just going to be soup and salad bar. And I did order cookies. So we got those. So it's everything we want. It's a nice big room. It's a brand new hotel. It's beautiful. We did a walkthrough, checked out a couple of the rooms. I think you'll really like it there. So, and we do have an alternative weekend in mind in case we get snowed out. because the roads are bad and we can't make it. So that'll be the first weekend in May. Any questions? Did I cover it all?
So we would still get the good rates and everything if we had to change the weekend?
Yes. Yeah, I just need to give them 48 hours notice. So by Wednesday, if we're going to cancel, we have to cancel by Wednesday morning. And just to be safe, probably even Tuesday because we have Friday night reserve. So we just want to make sure and give them 48 hours notice.
Well, and we need to do that just so that everybody
for ourselves too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for ourselves too.
Yeah, so we'll be keeping an eye on the weather.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's all I have for that. Any other questions on that? And Penny's not here, so do you know there been any more discussion about an area speaker meeting? Any districts have they talked about it?
Well, we've mentioned it in District 1 that it's something that is being considered, but there hasn't really been any discussion about it.
Okay. Well, we'll have more discussion at the fall.
Okay.
Hey, Sue Tucker, do you know, has your committee met about DRs and GRs?
Being involved at the
area level?
No, we have not. I'm wondering, do we have minutes from the last assembly? I'm not sure I'm getting emails for everything.
I haven't sent them out yet, Sue.
Okay.
I haven't sent them out yet. What did you need?
Well, originally I needed the motions, but I just sort of bluffed those.
Oh, I sent those to you.
Did you? See, that's where I don't think I never got anything. And
no,
I think I asked.
I'm pretty sure I sent them twice because you sent them again to me.
Yeah.
And I sent them both.
What email?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to check and see what email. What's a good email, Sue?
Well, the News and Views, probably. Whatever email account I sent it from is kind of where I look back. And Cindy, I never got anything from you last week, and that was from my DTM. So, yeah, I'm struggling with somehow I'm not getting messages back. So, no, I had kind of forgotten about that committee. I think it's really going to depend on the facilities we're at as to whether, you know, we can add conference lines and whatnot and then figure out the guidelines around if we're going to have people join via conference line or video.
Mm-hmm.
If they have any different voting rights or voice or whatever.
That's something to check in, too, at the new hotel.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's something that as an area we need to discuss.
We had talked about it, but we needed to check into kind of the what opportunities there were. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if Sue or Irene and Donna, forgetting her name, from Mile City might be on the call today.
Carol from Mile City?
Yes, thank you.
Carol. So I think we can move on.
Okay. Yeah. Connie?
So, I've got a little... You gave me a list, my dear.
I did.
One of the things that came up with the dual members policy, there's no longer dual members, it's members of Al-Anon who are also members of AA. And the question came up at a District 11 meeting a week and a half ago. I think that's when it was. It was in, yeah, anyway. Well, what if someone was a former member of AA? And anyway, it created some discussion, which, you know, I would expect. But, you know, it's a bigger issue than just one district. It's a bigger issue. So I think I just want to bring it up. And then we can discuss it and talk about it and do whatever. But we might want to have a discussion about that.
Connie, this is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
And this came up in District 12.
Okay.
We had a member of AA that decided he didn't need AA and wanted to be a group rep.
Yeah.
He has since gone back to AA.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah. So I think it's, so there's two districts at least where this has come up. Mm-hmm. I think we need to be talking about that area.
And I think, you know, that is
Connie,
a very interesting.
Lori.
Go ahead.
We've had it
come
up in our district too.
Okay. So three out of however many of us there are, I think it's a mm-hmm. topic enough. And anyway, I'm not going to go into it more than that, but just we'll have that on the agenda, okay?
Yep.
Okay. And then, you know, the next two questions came from the Board of Trustees letter that I got the first part of the month. And interestingly enough, my trustee contact is somebody I know really well. Donna was,
oh,
I was
no.
just, oh yeah,
oh,
I saw Donna in the meet because
awesome.
She was, I was told that I was on a temporary list and I would get a new contact in July and after Newfoundland, Donna came home and she said, I'm your contact. So anyway, she says, it was just funny. But one couple of questions that came from the Board of Trustees letter was, what thought or task force topic would you like to come before the 2016 WSC? So looking out a little bit further. And then what dream would you like to accomplish in your area? And thoughts would be appreciated. So it's just, it's a thinking process.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could have that down, you know, I'll put something up on the
mm-hmm.
wall for people to write stuff down.
Okay, great.
Okay. Then there was another one about, we talked about a proposed definition of family recovery. There is no definition of family recovery in the counseling world, in any world. And so World Service Office has been working with counselors to try to come up with a definition of family recovery so that hopefully they would be more likely to send people to us if they knew what a definition was. So I've got a couple of examples, and actually I've got a third example from a gentleman in Hawaii, from Tom in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I'm going to do is put them up on, I think what I'm going to do is put all three of them on a sheet of paper and then hand them out so that everyone has a copy of that. And then I'll also put it on a board. I'll put it up on a sheet. And I just want people's thoughts. And then maybe somebody would like to add some more stuff. So anyway, I think the thought is to get this definition firmed up so that we can maybe vote on it in spring. But they need the thoughts from the areas. So anyway, that came from. The next thing was Meet the Board event hosting. Helena's volunteered to do that, and Kalispell has volunteered to do that. So I'll be filling, as soon as I hear from Carol, as soon as you give me a call, send me an
Carol.
Email. Yeah.
You should be getting it. I mailed it a few days ago, so you should be getting it.
Okay, then I'll probably get it Monday.
Mail. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And so the form is on a PDF, but I have a new computer, which has been a mixed blessing. my learning curve is not what I would like it to have been. But anyway, on this computer, I can change the PDF to a Word. So when I get that, Carol, I'll type it in. And then Cindy,
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm
that
glad you sent
good.
It to me. I'll type it in, and then Cindy,
you send
I'll sign
it. To
it.
Cindy.
Yeah, and I'll send it to Cindy, and then we can get it taken care of.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right.
Okay. So that was cool. And so I think we don't need more than two. But I was excited that Helena and Kalispell were willing to do
that's
that.
Awesome.
And then I don't have an update on the 501(c)(3) stuff.
Okay.
It's mind-boggling to me. Steve in Missoula is going to help me. I think what I'm going to have to do probably the end of this week is I'm going to have to call him. This is not within my area of expertise. But I'm asking for help. How's that for a novel idea?
Cool.
So that's all I had.
Okay.
Okay. And I will have more update on that.
Okay.
Cindy.
Okay. All this will be up on our agenda, looks like.
Okay.
Before we go on, is there anything anyone else would like to add to anything we've talked about or anything new going on or something new for the agenda you'd like me to add?
This is Carol from Kalispell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, our district has put in into our newcomer packets the facts about Al-Anon and possibly, you can help me out, Bev, if I'm not getting this right, the little card, the bookmark for Alateen. And we have upped the price of the newcomer packet because we did that. And I didn't know if it was something that we would need to talk about at area for me to do that as area literature person. Or I don't know who talked to me about it, Connie or Cindy, that you would have me be a trusted servant and do that as a trusted servant. So I don't know if that needs to be brought up or not.
Well, this is Connie. Kelly, we did that at District 11, right? We added some new things to the
uh-huh.
the newcomers packet, and we just changed the price accordingly, right?
We haven't finished our plan to add a new brochure to it, but it upped the price by about 10 cents, and we just upped the price of the newcomer packet by 10 cents when we finally get the brochure in there.
And you did that as trusted servants?
Yes.
Okay. Then I will go ahead and follow suit on that.
Yeah.
So, Carol, talking about doing that to the newcomer packets that you sell as an area?
Yes.
Literature
yes.
person?
Uh-huh.
Now, I think it's an awesome idea. Because if you have newcomers that come in with, you get that little Alateen bookmark in there, it's a good way to get that out there.
The online stuff.
Yeah. This is Bev. I was hoping that Penny would be there so she could tell us what the cost is on those because
We don't know what the cost is of those bookmarks that you gave us, Connie, when you came a couple weeks ago.
Penny
and I emailed Penny, and she hasn't responded back. So does anyone know how much they are?
I think it's our literature person was talking about buying like 1,000 of them or something. And, I can't remember. I think the cost was Kathy or Elaine, do you remember?
I do not remember. It seemed like it was not very
40.
This is Kathy.
40 or 60?
Not very expensive.
I thought it was 6 cents. I don't know why I got that in my head, but it's probably more than that.
Well, she was ordering 1,000, so whatever.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just keep trying to get a hold of Penny on that. And I can
Didn't seem to be really expensive. Did someone else come in or did we lose somebody? Anybody new? Okay. Any other discussion? The next thing that I have on the agenda is archives. Has anybody expressed any interest that you know of? Hello?
Evidently not. We haven't heard anything yet.
I think that's a big no.
Okay. I thought I lost the call.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm glad, Pam.
Honey,
so no interest that we know of. Okay.
Would you repeat what you just said? Maybe I didn't get it all when you said it.
Jeannie wants to retire this at the fall assembly,
It's going to be her last. I think Jeannie is retiring.
Yes, she is retiring.
Yeah.
This is her last assembly as the archivist, and she would like somebody to step forward and take that over for her. We've been trying to put it out for the last year someone to step forward. What was that? I'm sorry.
I'm back on now.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jeannie.
I got bumped off.
We were just discussing the archivist position.
And if the archives is put in storage, in that storage building, actually, you wouldn't have to vote on a new person until the following fall, when you have the whole turnover.
Oh.
So that might be something to think about.
Okay. Well, and then we won't stress so much if we don't have somebody.
Is that in Great Falls, Mrs. Carroll? Is that what that means?
The storage facility that I'm looking at, and it hasn't come to fruition yet because AA has a member building shelves for in it. So until those shelves get built, I won't be moving the archives yet, but it would run $10 a month.
And would it be in Great Falls?
Yes.
Okay.
And is it a storage unit? I mean, I imagine it's not specifically geared for that stuff, but will it be safe from weather and harm or that kind of stuff?
Yeah. As far as I know, I haven't had an opportunity to look at it yet, but what they're thinking of doing is putting AA district, and then their public information in one part of it, and then they feel that they'd have enough room for Al-Anon archives in a third part, which if he builds shelves, he said that it would be up off the floor on shelves, mm-hmm. and in the boxes is fine, and I would have a separate key for that section of the building.
So is this like an office type thing they're doing? It's not like one of those storage facilities that you rent for 40 or 50 bucks a month and put your stuff in it?
No, I think it is that.
Okay.
Storage facility,
okay.
But this is a carpenter that is actually the person that's working on this right now. So he is planning to partition it. So I wouldn't put it somewhere where I don't feel it would be safe. So
yeah.
I'll have to look at it first to see what it'll look like. And he's been busy, of course, with it being summer. So hopefully, I talked to him a couple days ago, and he said that he was going to try and make that a priority and see if he could get it set up before our fall assembly. So,
okay. Are you bringing the archives to the fall assembly?
I will bring the display to
the assembly. Okay, that's what I'm asking about.
And what I had kind of emailed Frances was maybe for this coming year, she would take the display materials with her, and so what would go in the storage building would be the archives that are not part of the display. And she'd take the display materials and the tapes that still needed to be converted to CDs and work on those. So that's kind of what I feel would be a realistic plan.
Okay.
So, and if I know of any more, I can let you know before assembly and get it on our agenda for assembly.
All right.
Any questions?
Guess not.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to add to our call?
This is Connie, and just as on the if this works and Jeannie says that it will work for the archives, we're going to need to allow some money for that. Jeannie said that she's got money in her from her archives money that she has left, but we'll need to cover the cost of that.
Yeah, we'll have to put that, you know, Jeannie, you'll let me have an idea by the fall assembly about that, so we can have a budget, a nomination for a budget amount.
Yeah, I will definitely thread in on that.
Okay,
thank you. This is Kathy, and I have a question. Isn't there money already allotted in the reserve account for archives?
Yes, and it could probably just come out of that. That generally goes to Francis, what Francis's position is. So
okay, thank you.
Yeah. So good question. I thought about that too.
And I have enough cash that I could cover it for the 3 or 4 months through the end of this year.
Okay. And Jeannie, do we pay for your travel to assembly at all, even or when you bring in the display?
One time in a 3-year rotation is for the archivist to bring the display. The other times that I appear at assembly, I use monies that's used for past delegates.
Okay.
So I'm kind of unique in that respect to be able to come as a past delegate and be funded that way. Okay. But the archivist would only be funded one time in a 3-year term.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Anything else for discussion? Well, I want to thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me tonight in this conference call. If you haven't reserved your rooms for the Yogo Inn in Lewistown, which I hope you have. Our block has expired. So, but they seem to have rooms when I called a couple weeks ago. So hopefully everybody has a room and has a safe trip.
Okay, thank you, Cindy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Be sure and let me know if you have anything else you want to talk about prior to the assembly.
Okay.
Otherwise,
Cindy,
I'll see everybody up there.
Yeah, Cindy, this is Connie. And you do have a space for me that I'm doing my delegate report.
I haven't even made it, but yes, I will.
But you will add that to whatever you do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, and I had a question for you as well, Connie. Do you are you planning to bring your projector or for the assembly?
That's Penny's projector.
That's okay. So Penny's projector.
Yeah.
Will you bring Penny's projector?
If we bring Penny's projector, we'll have to have a computer that will hook with that. Mine will not.
Yours won't, okay.
No.
And I don't know if mine will or not. Sue's, did yours work last
Sue's,
time?
Sue's did last time. Sue,
is she
did
gone?
They?
Are
no,
you there,
I'm
Sue?
Here.
Can
I
you
am.
Bring your laptop? Can we use your laptop up there?
Oh, I had my old one, didn't I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bought a newer laptop too, and I don't have connectivity anymore for those. But I may be buying a cable that will do that. So.
Okay. Well, maybe
probably
with
should.
Everybody there, one of us will have something.
Well, but I'm wondering if, since all of us have got newer computers, if we need to get a, I think it's an HDMI compatible projector. We could rent one for the day or for whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll send an email, but no one will know.
Maybe we doubt what works with that, if it's just the VGA or if a DVI is
you know Penny knows that. I don't know that stuff.
Yeah, I have
I just
no
know
idea.
This, I just know this computer in front of me does not
work.
Fit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a different computer as well, and I have no idea if it does. In fact, didn't we try mine up there, and it wouldn't work?
Yeah.
There's no plug-in.
There's no plug-in for it, yeah. They changed the hookup. But let me know, because my husband's computer has got both hookups.
Ah.
So,
well,
but he,
and I
but
know,
he uses his a lot.
And I know Joanne needs a projector.
Then you know what we need.
Joan.
Then you know we probably would want to rent one.
Yeah. I'll look into that.
You will look into
that.
Okay. I've got Staples here and I've got Office Depot here. If I need to rent something, I'm sure I can find some place. Do you want me to do some checking?
Well, you check. I'll check, and we'll talk.
And we'll compare
in about a week or so, huh? After Labor Day.
That's
okay.
I would appreciate that, because I'm going camping this week.
Okay. All
okay.
week, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Connie.
Go ahead, Jean.
My computer does work with HDMI.
Okay.
I do have a port for HDMI.
But see, Penny's projector is not HDMI.
Oh. Okay.
It's older, and it doesn't. Yeah, so it doesn't have that. Because mine will work with an HDMI too, but Penny's does not.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Technology has passed it by.
I misunderstood.
Yeah. You know, I've got a husband that's really handy with that kind of stuff, and I will talk to him too about it, Cindy, and see if we can figure something out.
Well, mine can too. So how much? Hey, Sue, how much is the HDMI cable?
They're more expensive than you are.
Okay.
Well,
they're like $20.
What's that?
They're like $20.
Well, isn't that what we used to hook up our TVs or something? I know that term.
Yeah.
Cindy, you
talk to your spouse. I'll talk to mine, and we'll talk and we'll figure it out.
Sounds good.
We'll
okay.
get something that will work, okay?
All right, ladies.
No, Connie, this is Kathy. I have a question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will we have conference summaries?
As a matter of fact, you will.
Yay! Thank you.
Carol and Bev already have theirs, because I was up in Kalispell a couple of weeks ago. So they have them. And, yes, I have them. They're in a box right next to me.
Okay.
I'm going to bring those. I'm going to bring goodies from conference. I'm going to bring information. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Yay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Right. So everybody bring a friend.
Yeah.
And then bring them back to spring.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Okay.
Anything else? Well, this is just... Was that Sue?
Oh, yeah, this is Sue. Is Sharon still on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just wanted to let you know, I'm pretty sure our eye contact bill, our invoice, is going to show up in September. So I'll be passing that along, and I think it's due on October 1st.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Should we just all recite the Al-Anon Declaration and hang up?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Let it begin with me.
Bye.
Good night. Have an awesome week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Pam.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Thanks, Pam.